Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm John McClurg, owner of Fire and Light Originals. Running a successful business in Humboldt County requires hard work, creativity, and constant innovation. Being successful in life requires the same. Let's work together and encourage our children to follow their dreams and make a difference in our community. By working together with our children in schools, it can be done. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Yesterday, I was eating lunch at Rita's with our church youth director, and the conversation turned to certain families that tend to go missing from our youth programs during the fall for football and winter for the basketball season. We talked about the American obsession with sports and concluded that we've gone way over the top with the time and energy we put into sports. Perhaps the nadir of sports fanaticism was displayed after last Sunday's playoff game between the 49ers and the New York Giants. As most of you know by now, 49er punt receiver Kyle Williams fumbled twice in last Sunday's playoff game, which helped lead to the 49ers' loss and spoiled their chance at playing in another Super Bowl. What is more shocking than Williams' two untimely turnovers are the responses of fans who want to kill him, literally. Someone, presumably a 49er fan, tweeted, "I hope you, your wife, misspelled your, kids and family die. You deserve it." Another wished Williams died in his sleep Sunday night. Kyle Williams' father is Kenny Williams, who is general manager of the Chicago White Sox. He told ESPN, "I'm used to the years of criticism and threats on my life from time to time, but I have to hear about threats on your son's life while you're watching TV, and it certainly makes you question our culture of sports as it stands." Our culture of sports is questionable as it stands. I believe American sports today has reached a point of diminishing returns for countless kids throughout the country, and the sooner parents realize it, the better. Why? One, our overemphasis on winning has gone to an extreme. Vicarious identification with winners is causing a lot of American males to care more about a bunch of guys throwing a dead pigskin to and fro than they care about almost anything, like job, family, education, values, and personal fitness. We're becoming like the bored masses of ancient Rome who quelled their boredom by going to the Colosseum to watch the gladiators battle each other to the death. They, too, were enamored with winners and disgusted with losers. High-pressure sports is much like the old-time battlefields where victors enjoy the spoils of war, the vanquished get death or slavery. Two, our overemphasis on spectating has made us lazy. We should all do sports, watch them less, turn off the TV and jog around the block, or go hiking or fishing or surfing or something. We may lack the physique of those highly paid athletes, but at least the body you're exercising is your own. Physical motion is a part of being alive, and living through some professional athlete on a glowing TV screen has made us sedentary and secluded, cut off from nature, our own body, and each other. Three, underemphasis on studying. In Europe, it is rare to find any sports connected with schools. True, they love their soccer, but the sports activities are all sponsored by clubs, and therefore the primary concern for schools is learning, not football. Today, sport has become the tail wagging the dog, as many schools live and die with their sports fortunes, and learning has become ancillary. Contrary to the sports fanatics who think otherwise, the 49ers' loss last Sunday was not a matter of life and death. It was only a game. Games should be fun, nothing less, but nothing more. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.